"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm gonna lick you.
We have Gavin Newsom, who's doing a great job. We have Eric Garcetti, Hilda Solis, Kevin DeLeon, Wendy Carrillo, because it is a team effort.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader, garnering the nickname America's Governor.
And a very, very special thank you to our governor, no other than Gavin Newsom, because it is this partnership with Joe Biden that makes this come to reality.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
How many licks does it take?
I'm going to get to Jimmy Gomez in a second.
A good question. Let's find out.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. It's time for your tongue bath.
Ew!
Rub-a-dub-dub.
It's your tongue off.
Yeah, get wet!
Oh, God.
Did you hear Kevin DeLeon was in there?
Oh, yeah, that was a day where everybody tongue bathed Kevin DeLeon, I think. Is that the proper past tense?
Yeah, they were saluting a whole bunch of politicians, and they mentioned his name.
Yeah. You know, no other state in the union would ever elect Gavin Newsom once, let alone twice.
No other state.
No other state. What other state would have elected this goof? Because this is definitely a West Coast dope. California, the West Coast have their own unique brand of politicians. You know, in New York State.
Yes, Jerry Brown's another example.
Yeah, New York State elects guys like Andrew Cuomo, right? Like Rudy Giuliani. Tough
guys. Fast talking, tough guys.
Strong personalities. Right. Lots of testosterone, right? Lots of decisiveness. Whatever you agree or disagree, you know. They're strong. They're real leaders. We have Gavin Newsom and Eric Garcetti and Jerry Brown, and they're soft, and they're not particularly decisive. And the interests they have are really bizarre. They always manage to miss the point. They have boutique issues. They like boutique issues.
Boutique's a good word.
Yeah. Things that most people in the other 49 states don't care about, don't think about, and they get obsessed with.
Well, the subject of the tongue bath is indeed Gavin Newsom. After being tested and singed by fire as California's governor, Newsom seeks another term by Taryn Luna of the El Segundo Times. And what got me right away was like the first couple of paragraphs. 4 years ago, Gavin Newsom delivered an election night acceptance speech that promised to make California a place of opportunity, safety, and affordability for everyone, ending a gubernatorial campaign stuffed with audacious policy goals.
All right, can we stop, though?
But it gets even better.
I know it does, but we can't blow over that line. A place of opportunity? 40,000 businesses destroyed. A place of safety?
Crime.
Crime we haven't seen since the 1990s. And affordability for everyone.
That's why people are leaving.
Yeah.
And we have homeless.
That's right.
Yeah, people are moving out because there's no affordability.
Do you realize he completely whiffed on everything he
After 4
about?
Years, nothing on all three.
He was a total failure, an absolute failure. And, of course, he's going to win re-election easily because we don't have an electorate in California. We have a cult.
And what's bad about this is exactly what's in the next paragraph. Less than 36 hours later as acting governor, he was leading the state through a trio of tragedies that took more than 100 lives, a mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, a wildfire that barreled through Malibu, and the devastating campfire in Butte County. Really? Leading us through these tragedies?
I don't know.
See, this is what I mean about political writers. They really think the world revolves around politicians, that they're godlike or father figures, and they have to lead us through. These are just, he's irrelevant. The firefighters fight the fires. The police respond to the mass shooting. I don't understand this at all.
We had a front row seat for the Thousand Oaks mass shooting. I don't remember Newsom being involved at all. What did he do?
He led us through it.
What did he run in there?
He led the state through a trio of tragedies. She just liked that trio of tragedies.
Yeah.
And then following is a Newsom quote. Oh, that's a bit of baptism by fire, isn't it? Quite literally, not figuratively. Gunfire, wildfires.
All right. See,
acting like, you're not kidding. You imagine that's what greeted me my first 36 hours.
But you could see when she sat down with him how she framed the question. It's like, you had quite a start the first week you were in office.
Yeah,
You had the Thousand Oaks shooting. You had the wildfire in Malibu. You had the campfire in Butte County. Guarantee you he had totally forgotten about that shooting, okay?
He might have, you're right.
And then he goes, oh, yeah, that's right. There was a tragic shooting in Thousand
Oaks. Yeah, the light bulb goes off. Ding. Take advantage of this.
Wasn't I?
Because you're getting a tongue bath.
Yes.
I mean, when you get a tongue bath, they offer up the questions you like, and you just respond. Right?
Anybody remember Newsom being any part of anything here?
This just served as a preview of things to come in a first term dominated by extraordinary crises. And, of course, you know what's coming, COVID. And how many people, this guy with his emergency powers.
Yeah. You know what she did?
And how our school scores are horrible and the kids suffered thanks to closing down the schools. Let's ask, if you had to do it over again, would you close the beaches again, too?
Taryn Luna, no mention of the 40,000 businesses he destroyed. Why is that? Why wouldn't you mention that? No mention about the millions of kids who didn't have an education for a year and a half. Why don't you mention that?
I don't know. And then they called on someone named Dustin Corcoran, chief executive of the California Medical Association. Instead of having a positive vision, you have to deal with how to make the world not collapse. It's a really hard mantra to go out and say, well, your life could have sucked more if it wasn't for me. And that's the way we're supposed to look at him?
Really? So if we didn't have Gavin Newsom, life would have sucked more? How exactly? Paint me a picture of life without Gavin Newsom for the last 4 years. How would it have sucked more?
Now, when you hear this next paragraph, and you probably should, Eric, play the cash register because that's going to work here. Over the last 4 years, Newsom passed a slate of policies unsurpassed by any governor in modern state history. The expansion of Medi-Cal to cover all immigrants.
Illegal aliens. Okay.
There you go.
That is
the creation of Care Court to force the mentally ill and drug addicted unhoused Californians into care. And by the way, not so much the cost on that one. We don't know if that one's going to work. That just started. There's nothing there yet. That's enough.
I don't think anybody has been.
A sizable expansion of paid family leave for parents of newborns. Cash register. 2 years of free community college. Cash register. Free preschool for 4-year-olds. Cash register. This is what he's done. Oh, and of course, phasing out the new gas-powered car, which a lot of people are going to be real happy with.
It's going to be reversed.
So, stronger gun safety measures. So that's not going to be costly.
You notice what she led with? She didn't lead with benefits for Californians who pay the taxes. She led with benefits for people who came here illegally.
She didn't even mention all the stimulus money he's handed out, too.
That's the number one accomplishment in Taryn Luna's mind. It's like, look at all the money that he gave to people from other countries. What a great governor. Huh? What? The Care Court hasn't opened yet, so we don't know.
We have no idea if that's going to work.
You know, because
And the care court, again, is all about taking the mentally ill off the streets, in case you don't know what that is. And in theory, it should be a good thing to finally send people into a place where, they're told you're going into a hospital.
Here's what none of us know. We know the broad concept, right? The two-line concept. We don't know how it was actually written.
Yeah.
It might have been written in a way that it is impossible to execute. That would be a total failure. We don't know because nobody explains it.
Oh, dear God. In his first 3 days as governor, she lists more accomplishments, just a flurry of announcements, including reinventing the troubled DMV. Wait, did that happen? I forgot about that, remember?
Well, you know something? You know what?
Does the DMV take credit cards yet? Do we know? Or
Did she mention the $30 billion they blew in the unemployment office?
No, not mentioned.
No.
Because Newsom blocked them from checking the prisoner's social security numbers is why that happened.
Did she mention
how
botched up the vaccine rollout? Everyone forgets all this. Remember
but she mentions
rollout?
His big first crisis. PG&E announced the bankruptcy. We know how tied in he is to PG&E, don't
we? He bailed them out. And who made some money off that PG&E situation? The old wife there?
He had to appear tough on a company. Wow.
Appear tough.
Yeah, and he pushed the legislature to require us, the taxpayers, to shoulder $10.5 billion in costs to protect the financial future of PG&E.
Oh, wait a second. So all he has to do is appear tough and then get us to fork up $10 billion. Wow. $10 billion. But at least he appeared tough. Boy, she's awful. Is this the worst writer in the history of even the LA Times?
She does mention the French Laundry eventually the recall,
right.
But of course he defeated the recall convincingly, of course. All right, we got more coming up. When we return, first thing you're going to hear, well, after John says, KFI AM 640, is the keyword to get some cash money. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. 5 o'clock is our hour of candidates. We're gearing up for it. It's only an hour and 40 minutes away, John. 30 seconds you get to make your pitch for office. You can call 1-800-520-1534. You call it now, it'll just go beep, beep, or something like that. We'll open the phones just after 5 o'clock. It is first come, first served. So if you're running or somebody you know is running, feel free to call 5 o'clock on the John and Ken Show. Oh, I just found this in the John and Ken email. They're offering a holiday segment, Best Veggies for Your Holiday Spread. And what was really alarming is this, you know what? This is World Vegan Month.
Awesome.
I thought it was just a day last week or whatever that was. It's a month?
I didn't know that, but hey, I'm okay with that.
There is nothing more annoying than these fake months and fake days and the stupid news media constantly repeating it all day.
It makes us happy, and it makes people happy. You know, you were talking at the beginning of the show that...
Hey, John, there's a hamburger day.
Right, exactly.
It makes me unhappy to listen to.
But it makes you happy if it's a hamburger day.
Every day.
It doesn't make them happy. Every day is hamburger day.
It's like national... I don't get it. I don't get what people...
Oh, look, but this... Maybe we should bring them in, Deborah. They have great ideas. Think potato ice cream scoops.
Potato ice cream scoops.
Yeah, it's a unique way to prepare your veggies for the holiday season. I don't know what that is, but that's what they're going to talk about.
Okay. Boy, that sounds tasty.
That would be a great segment for you guys.
Yeah, potato ice cream, sure.
If we're really desperate. Come back in a month. All right, so a new study. Now, this goes back to Gavin Newsom, who we just took through the tongue bath desk, thanks to another El Segundo Times writer who did just that to him, as he's going to be easily reelected tomorrow. But one of the things he's done, and he was first to do this, the person we threw in the dumpster on Friday, the New York State Governor Kathy Hochul did this. Apparently Hillary Clinton did this too. They've been citing a study which is remarkably deceptive, the red state murder problem. And apparently it came out of some left-wing group called Third Way. Murder rates are far higher in Trump-voting red states than Biden voting blue states. Well, this made the rounds long enough that someone said, let's do the research into this. And we've told you a few times that even if you see a higher murder rate in a, quote, red state, it's because the blue cities in the state are responsible for it. So a study was published out of the Heritage Foundation by the Edwin Meese III Center for Judicial and Legal Studies. And it's called the Blue City Murder Problem, which is honestly what this is about, because of the 30 American cities with the highest murder rates, 27 have Democrat mayors.
By the way, do you need studies to prove the obvious? Again, look out the window and see the weather. We all know where the murders are. The murder capitals are the big cities.
Yeah, it was just a sneaky way of trying to encapsulate.
But it's a lie is what it is. It was an intentional misleading lie, which because it was propaganda produced by a partisan organization, which is what dictator regimes do. They put out nonsense and they repeat it over and over again. We were just talking about this a few minutes ago when I was talking to Gary and Shannon. The human brain believes everything it hears the first time. It does. And Malcolm Gladwell wrote a whole book on this. Because most of the time what we hear is true, right? If I ask you what time it is, you tell me the right time. If I ask you the weather, you tell me what the weather is. Most of the time we're not misled by normal information that we exchange with one another. However, in the hands of politicians, corporations, media, much of what you hear is bullcrap, but our brains are still tuned to believing it. And so if you hear there's a study from something or other, the brain believes it. It's like, oh, well, that's a good point, isn't it? No, it's not a good point.
Tune out when I hear study because I think
most people don't, though. See, most people believe this.
Here's the details. For example, in Orleans Parish, Louisiana, which accompanies New Orleans, the city with the highest homicide rate in the country as of June 2022, they have a DA and a mayor, and the mayor is a Democrat, and all the city council are Democrats. They have a very, very high murder rate, which makes the state of Louisiana look like it has a higher murder rate. In the city of St. Louis, which has the fourth highest homicide rate, all the elected officials are Democrats. And what they did here was they pulled out the cities to put a better perspective. For example, Georgia. The homicide rate is heavily influenced by crime in Atlanta. Two counties, Fulton and DeKalb. You drop them out, the state's homicide rate drops 17%, and the state's ranking falls from 13th to 21st. Even more remarkable was Missouri. St. Louis City and St. Louis County heavily influenced the state's homicide rate. If you take them out, Missouri is moving from 5th to 20th in the nation on the homicide rates. See, it's really just that simple. So what's dragging down any red state that has a higher murder rate are the blue cities.
In the city of St. Louis, all the elected officials are Democrats. The 28 members of the Board of Aldermen, those are like city councilmen, 28 members, 28 Democrats. The mayor is, and the city attorney is. And you know what also is unremarked in any of these studies? Most of the victims are young black men. These Democratic cities with these incredible homicide rates, it's a killing field for young black men. That's what these policies produce. And then they run around screaming about...
That's all gun control they scream about.
Racism and inequality. This is what racism is. Racism is having crime policies that allow young black men to die literally by the thousands in this country. That's the truth. But they're constantly lying to you. Constantly lying and misleading and performing all these rhetorical tricks. They're like verbal magicians, right? They always get you to look over here, look up, look down. No, look dead center. You got Democratic cities, Democratic mayors, Democratic councils, Democratic philosophy on crime, everything from no bail to light prosecutions, to letting them out early on parole, the whole bit, right? Massive, massive murder rate. The victims are young black men.
And apparently those cities, a lot of them in the study, also have those progressive Gascon-type prosecutors charge.
Too. Yeah, yeah. 14 of those cities, 14 out of the 30, have prosecutors backed or inspired by George Soros.
Right.
Who's created this huge funding machine for Gascon-like prosecutors. And it ends up with a lot of minority men getting murdered. Now, if that shouldn't be one of the biggest issues in America, and holding all the Democratic officials responsible for the deaths of all those young black men, what are you doing? That's not racism. That's not cruel, inhuman. That's a murder machine you've created with your policies.
All right, when we return, the lady we did throw in the dumpster on Friday, hacking a dumpster, was the New York Governor Kathy Hochul. She got rebuked on air by an MSNBC host over crime. We'll play that. We'll play Biden almost falling off the stage at a rally. That would be a horrible way to end his presidency, wouldn't it be, if he just became incapacitated because he slipped off a stage?
You know, there's a good chance of that happening.
You think so?
Absolutely. No, he's...
Should they have catchers? People are ready in case he...
If that was my dad, I wouldn't let him go on stages wandering around.
No heights, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I mean, I remember having my parents and my wife's parents in the same condition that Biden's in. Unsteady on their feet, about to fall, Alzheimer's, dementia, affecting their brain and their judgment. Absolutely. He should have somebody holding his hand at all times.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. All right, the Hour of Candidates is on the way at 5 o'clock. You're running for any office, or you know somebody that is, tell them to call our toll-free number, not before 5, because you won't get through. And it is first come, first serve. 30 seconds on the radio to make your pitch for office. Well, it's happened again, coming off the terrible attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, at their home in San Francisco. Just about 10 days ago, there's been another attack on a politician. According to the Houston Police Department, a 33-year-old man threw a beer can at U.S. Senator Ted Cruz during the Houston Astros World Series celebration victory parade and did get him in the chest. They have arrested the man.
I thought he blocked it with his hand. I looked at the video.
We're now saying, nope, according to reports, he did get hit in the chest.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think what you're seeing is a little deceptive in terms of where the can ended up, because I'm looking at the video
again.
Oh,
you think it bounced off the chest? And
I think so, because that's
what... Is that right?
Yeah, we have some audio. He got booed. And then the can flew through the air.
Yeah,
it almost looks like he's got a guy there trying to grab the can or protect the senator. The guy standing to Cruz's right.
That's probably his security.
I guess it is. And I think he tries to catch the can, but I think it still hit. It says here it did hit the senator. In the, was it the chest, I think they're saying.
Cruz has got a lot of guts going out there. Because everyone's going to laugh that it hit Cruz, see?
Yeah, I know. He was apparently at the...
I think he put his hand up and he missed it.
He was at an Astros-Yankee game and he heard it too from some people. They got ugly with him.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's going to laugh at Cruz. There's going to be no...
There is something kind of funny about him. I can't really explain it. He's
a nerdy goof is what he is.
He is a nerdy goof. You can't deter him either. He'll just spring right back. Doesn't matter what you say.
No,
even Trump's insults. Who even care?
No. He was campaigning for Trump.
Yeah, but I remember when he ran for president.
Right. No, but he was pissed off with Trump for about 5 minutes, and then later on, Trump was his best buddy. These guys are all sociopaths. They don't really have feelings. They don't really get hurt.
Well, they also believe you got to get over yourself. You're going to have haters. So what?
Just you take the beer can every once in a while.
Well, but I want to express shock. Again, another attack.
Who's the jackass who's throwing beer cans at senators?
Well, it is a baseball World Series parade where people do drink.
Again, another guy with nothing. I don't know. What time was the parade? Like 10 in the morning?
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah, that, 1 o'clock.
That guy has the day off, and he's whipping empty. It's an empty beer can. He's throwing an empty beer can at Ted Cruz. Yeah, he's going places.
33-year-old man, but we don't know much else about him. The person we threw in the dumpster last Friday for the John and Ken hack in a dumpster was the New York State Governor, Kathy Hochul. Because during a debate, and again, while being pressed by reporters, she would dismiss crime as any kind of issue. She actually finds that her opponent, the Republican, he's a congressman named Lee Zeldin, is obsessed with the crime issue, and she doesn't understand it.
Well, this was, you could tell when there's a talking point that, you know, party operatives, either party, they sit down and they say, okay, we're getting killed on this crime issue. They know they're getting killed, right? They do constant polling and focus groups, and they know. So how are we going to turn this around? You can't really stop crime on a dime in 5 minutes, right? What are you going to do? It's the last week or two of the election. There's nothing you could do. There's nothing you could say because nobody's going to believe you. So, all right, why don't we just start? Let's do the gaslighting routine. Let's just start lying. It's like, don't believe what you see. Don't believe what you hear. It's not really happening. He's just making it up.
Or try the red state murder rate
right,
hoax.
There you go. Because once Newsom started that, then they were all doing it. And now I've seen...
Oh, Hillary Clinton did it, and this woman Hochul did it.
Yeah, I know. Well, because it's a coordinated effort. It's a coordinated effort by the people who run the party, who manage the day-to-day operations of the party. They need a line of the day. They need the spin of the day. They need to be coordinated. So attention, all candidates. This is our new position. It's a lie. It's being exaggerated. It's them being paranoid. It's them having a mental breakdown. It's them. You see? And what you do, you put them back on the defensive. Well, no, I'm not obsessing on it. No, I'm not paranoid. Ah, then it works. See? You have to know when you have a winning message, the other side is going to try to undercut it by changing the subject or bouncing it back at you. Everybody's been in an argument with somebody, right? Where the other person's strategy is never to address your complaint. It's to deflect it and bounce it back on you and say, well, what about what you did? Well, what about what you said? They never take responsibility for what you are presenting. What they have to do is try to wiggle their way out of responsibility and make you the target. And that's what they do in politics.
She goes on what's usually a safe network, MSNBC, in a show called The 11th Hour, a host, I don't know, Stephanie Ruhle, but here's what happened.
No governor has spent more money than I have on public safety in history.
Okay, but I'm going to interrupt you then. Here's the problem. We don't feel safe. You might be working closely with Mayor Adams. You may have spent a whole lot of money, but I walk into my pharmacy and everything is on lockdown because of shoplifters. I'm not going in the subway. People don't feel safe in this town. So you may have done these things, but right now we're not feeling good. We're worried we could be San Francisco.
We'll never be San Francisco.
Why?
Because we are already making a difference. We already have homicides and shootings down dramatically from what they had been last year. Dramatically. And that's
not
the
true.
Most heinous of all crimes. There are other crimes that are up. You know what's up most? Grand theft auto. Why? Because catalytic converters, because of the precious metals, are highly valuable. So people are ripping off catalytic.
Change the subject. Hold on. Stephanie Ruhle is talking about human beings feeling unsafe, right? She goes to the drugstore. Everything's locked up. What does Kathy Hochul do after inventing some nonsense, a lie? Then she changes the subject. Oh, no, really? Most of the crime is catalytic converters, and here's why. And then you waste 30 seconds trying to explain what a catalytic converter is made of. But you see, that is all rehearsed. It is all planned. And Stephanie Ruhle should have jumped up on the desk right there and say, stop talking about catalytic converters and stop lying about the statistics.
Yeah, they're also trying to gaslight you into saying, well, the statistics don't bear out your fears. So, you're just having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Again, look, a story I'm looking at compares New York City's murders to the year 1990. Don't do that.
That
doesn't help anybody.
That started here in L.A. the first time I heard that. And in California, when we were talking about the massive increases, the L.A. Times was doing that. Oh, no, you got to look at 1990. That is 1,000% irrelevant.
It is irrelevant to like 90% of people. Right?
It all except people who are in office or running for office, because again, that is a dodge. They do the research. They realize, oh my God, we're at a dead end. People are really pissed off about crime. What are we going to do? Okay, well, let's tell them, in someone else's lifetime, it used to be worse.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, you think you have it bad. Well, you should have been around here 32 years ago. Woo-hoo! Ask your parents. Boy, that was bad. Like what?
It's not relevant.
No, it's not. And it's because what are they going to say? These are their policies. These are the progressive policies. Don't prosecute. Don't incarcerate. Let them out early. Don't have bail. You made your bed.
That's like saying in 1992, wow, you should have seen it in 1960. Do you see how ridiculous that sounds?
That's exactly what it is. You bring up another generation, and half the people weren't even around for that.
All right, when we come back, we'll play the audio of Biden almost slipping off the stage, and John Fetterman, God love him, he's hanging in there in the Senate race in Pennsylvania, but he did another bad one. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so old Joe was making a speech yesterday in New York State trying to prop up the falling campaign of the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, if, you know, you believe the polls. It looks like her opponent is, I love the word, surging. Mm-hmm. They use that everywhere. Surging.
That's a weasel word.
I don't, to me, it sounds like somebody is really on a roll and they're going to pass you up.
But it doesn't really tell you anything.
It's overused.
Yeah.
He's talking about no more drilling. What? All right, let's listen. Cut two.
No matter what their cost, 2, 10, 12, 15. Oops, stepping on them. It's black. Anyway, no matter what the cost, and some cancer drugs cost as much as that.
Oops, stepping on a.
Yeah.
It's black anyway.
That's
is it a wire or something?
Yeah, I guess that's when he was stumbling.
I know. And he stepped on the wire.
Stepping
that
on it, it's black.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's like a wire that they had up there or something with all the.
He was getting heckled from one of those climate cult activists.
No.
I think they were yelling, no more drilling. And he says, no more drilling. There is no more drilling. I have informed any new drilling. No, except a few days ago.
Informed any new drilling?
Yeah, except a few days ago, he was demanding that the oil companies start producing more oil.
He was, wasn't
he? Yes, that's a mixed message there because he doesn't remember anything he says. He doesn't know what he said last week. Either, you know, for all these things, he's either lying or he forgot it.
Well, here's what he said at a rally in San Diego on Friday along the same lines.
No one's building new coal plants because they can't rely on it, even if they have all the coal guaranteed for the rest of the existence of the plant. So it's going to become a wind generation. And all they're doing is you're going to save them a hell of a lot of money and using the same transmission line they transmitted the coal-fired electric on.
What?
We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America.
No, he's not. Coal provides 20% of our energy in this country. You are not shutting down 20% of the energy. You wouldn't survive that. They'd come and take you out of the White House real fast.
Well, apparently his spokeshole, this woman who's really a doozy, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked about Biden wanting to shut down all the coal plants. And here's how she tried to slip out of it.
So we just wanted to be very clear on that, which is why we put out a statement. It seemed like there was some confusion on that. And so, I want to say this. It was, some of you were there. It was loud and hard to hear, I think, or maybe not exactly what was being said, but I currently don't want to get into punditry from here and why we did it or do it or did it on TV. Oh, but I spoke to this over the weekend. The president's words, we believe, were twisted. We were very clear about that. And anyone who knows Joe Biden knows he comes from a coal country from Scranton, Pennsylvania. His great-grandfather was a mining engineer, as you all know. President Biden knows that the men and women of coal country built this nation, and he has spent his presidency fighting for coal communities so that they, too, can benefit from the energy transition we're in right now. Again, the reason why we put out that statement to you asked me about the genesis. We believe his words were twisted, and we just wanted to make sure there was some clarity.
Words were twisted? Play that again. Play that again. This is as clear.
Especially the second half of that where it says we're going to be shutting down these coal plants across America.
Play that.
They're doing is you're going to save them a hell of a lot of money and using the same transmission line they transmitted the coal-fired electric on. We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America.
Okay, stop right there. We're going to be shutting down these plants all across America. What's twisted? She just lies to everybody. Why did the reporter shout at her? It's like, stop lying to us. What do you think? We're 6 years old? There's videotape of this. There's audio tape of this. What a crazy time. And then she babbles for 2 minutes, hoping she exhausts everyone and that everybody forgets what he was talking about or what she was talking about.
In a close state like Pennsylvania, you shouldn't be talking down the coal. So.
Did you see what Joe Manchin said? The Democrat from West Virginia, big coal state. He said Biden's comments are not only outrageous, they're divorced from reality. Divorced from reality.
Yeah.
This is the weird position we've been in much of this election cycle. People are saying things in public. It's not a difference of opinion. It's absolute fiction, lies. And you're supposed to sit there and what, argue with them?
Get caught up in the moment and then later, oh, well, we didn't really mean to say that.
You're supposed to argue with somebody who's just making things up? What are you supposed to do? Just walk away. Really, you walk away and vote for other people. Vote for as many other people as you can.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.